This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, February 6th. Okay, obviously there's a huge rebound underway in pretty much all our stocks, and then gold stocks as well. And so here's the deal. As we look back on this week, I think we could conclude that the tail was wagging the dog, that a lot of the people that were buying those leveraged silver products, whether in ETFs or options, panicked, you know, because silver dropped 30% in a day. And gold didn't have that kind of volatility, but gold has rebounded very impressively. And the earnings just have been incredible this week. Now, sometimes the stocks can get hit with profit taking afterwards, but I'm just ecstatic with the earnings announcements. The magnitude of the surprises, the stunning sales growth. And if there is a theme, it's that semiconductors are getting expensive because demand is so strong. And I like to go back to Supermicro's announcement on Tuesday with 123% sales growth. I mean, I was expecting 82. That was a huge surprise. And the guidance was good. And that's NVIDIA's biggest customer, okay? So there's other stocks in the pipeline, like Vertiv, VRT, they'll announce next week. I'm sure they'll blow it out of the water. All my data center-related stocks have had phenomenal results, phenomenal surprises. But even some small caps. You know, we have one called PAHC, gapped up with its surprise. So, you know, I couldn't have had a better week for earnings surprises. So I guess the lesson as we today is that good stocks bounce and bad stocks fall like rocks. And I don't own the rocks, you know. It's as simple as that. So I did trim software as a group. I still have some left, but that's been the most volatile sector. You know, my main holding, the Magnificent Seven, is NVIDIA. I'm getting really excited about NVIDIA's earnings. I know NVIDIA doesn't like to go up sometimes when it announces its good earnings and it guides higher because there's so many call options written on it, and that kind of seems to hold the stock back. But if NVIDIA is ever going to blow through analyst estimates and go higher, it'll probably be on February 25th when it's due to announce. And that'll be the grand finale for this earnings announcement season. So this is wonderful, folks. Just hang on, enjoy the ride. We're going to have double-digit earnings growth all year, okay? And I said on Maria's Wall Street show, it actually airs at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, 4 o'clock Pacific, that I would be disappointed if I don't go up 60% this year. That's just my earnings growth on average. And so if I don't have any PE compression, I should be up 60%. And I just so you know, understand, you know, our small cap stocks are barely 5 times forecast earnings. And large cap are under 15 times forecasted. NVIDIA is under 20 times forecasted. So, you know, we're not overvalued, okay? So let's just let the earnings do their thing, shove these PE ratios down. Money's pouring in. Let's just enjoy the ride. You know, again, the bounce back today is stunning. It's just stunning. So I hope you're having fun. Clearly I am, okay? And I'm sorry we had these gyrations for a couple days. But you should be confident that because good stocks and good fundamentals bounce like fresh tennis balls, you're witnessing that today. So I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl, and we'll see how, and we'll have another good week of earnings announcements next week. So hang in there, everybody. Enjoy the ride. And again, I will be on Maria Bartiromo's Wall Street show. It's on Fox Business. At 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific today. Take care. Bye-bye.